For those of you who did not know, tonight is the real New Year's Eve. Yes, you heard me right. Tonight. Not Aleph Betishrei, the first of Tishrei. Not the first of January. But rather, Aleph Be'aviv, the first of Aviv. According to the word of the Lord, the creator of heaven, earth, and time. If you want to know when something begins, shouldn't you ask the one who made it? The one who created it? The one who ordained it? Who the heck are you to tell the creator of it when do you think the year begins and celebrate it according to your own traditions? No. You want to know when the new year starts? This evening. In just a few hours. Why? Because, first of all, the day starts in the evening, not the morning, according to the word of the Lord. Bereshit chapter 1, there was evening and there was morning. Day 1, day 2, day 3. The day starts when the sun sets, when the stars come out. God's calendar is not surrounding the sun, but rather the moon. That's how you measure time, 30 days for a moon. After all, the word month derives from the word moon in the pagan English that comes from all other pagan stuff. But besides the point, the true calendar does not worship the sun, but it goes based on the moon. So every new moon is a festival in the Torah. Every time a new month starts, we have the descriptions in the Torah that it is a festival that you have to honor. It is not a major festival, you know, like the Sabbath day, Passover, you know, Sukkot, Shavuot. But it's still something that is worth of commemoration, worth of celebration. And tonight is the new moon of all new moons, because tonight is the first of Aviv, which is the beginning of the new year. But if you want to celebrate something that is holy, that is something that belongs to God, something that is ordained of God, you cannot bring in your own pagan customs, pagan traditions, and defile the holiness of the occasion. It's great if you want to celebrate it, but celebrate accordingly. See, we don't go around yelling, Happy New Year! No. You want to say something? Here's what you say. Holy, good year. That's what you say. Holy, not happy, good, not new. We don't say Happy New Year in Hebrew, in Israel. We say Shana Tova, which means a good year. But if you really want to take it to the next level, which is what you should be doing, is say Holy, good year. And it's not something that you worship. It's not something that you get drunk to. It's not something that you kiss someone at midnight. It's not a holiday for fornication. No. It is something that you celebrate by honoring your maker, honoring the creator, honoring the Torah, honoring the occasion of new creation, of new life, of a new month. Which this month, above all other months, is the month where you are to celebrate the Lord's Passover, Pesach. Mind you, not the Jews' Passover, but the Lord. See, Pesach wasn't given to the Jews. Sure, they were the first ones to celebrate it. They were there during the Lord's Passover. But it is the Lord's. And if you are claiming to have access to the Creator, whether through Judaism, Christianity, Islam, or whatever other made-up religions you people practice, the Creator himself, whom you claim to have access to, said, it is my Passover, my Pesach. So, you must
You most definitely need to obey and commemorate the Pesach and celebrate it. Not Easter. There is no Easter in the Torah. Doesn't matter what your school teacher told you, what your Sunday school teacher told you, what your church and pastor and everybody else told you. There is no Easter. Easter is not in the Torah. If you want to follow Yeshua, he kept the Torah. He did not keep the pagan practices of the heathens, of the Romans. No, Yeshua did not keep Easter. Why do you? After all, you say you're a Christian, right? What is a Christian? If not supposed to be a follower of Christ, a Christian. What is Christ? Christ is the Latin for Mashiach. What is Mashiach? It means anointed one. What does that mean? It means anointed one of God, by God. Meaning, if God is truly God, and you have the Torah, which is the word of God, then surely God's anointed keeps God's word, which is the Torah, which is what Yeshua did. So if you are a Christian, or a Muslim for that matter, you are to celebrate Pesach, the Lord's Passover, which is in 14 days from now, on the evening of the 14th day of the month of Aviv, what in modern day we call Nisan, which is not the name of the month, but rather a derivative that came out of the Babylonian captivity a few hundred years ago, which really is one of the names of some pagan deity that should not even be used, but that's a different story. The true name of this month is Aviv, which means spring. Aviv means green. It is the month of life, because that is when life begins. You go outside, you see the flowers, you see all the insects, you see all the spiders, right, that you mostly hate, and as do I, but nevertheless, this is the month where all life begins. Everything hatches, everything comes to life, everything starts blooming, because this is when life begins. That is why God said, you are to start your year with the month of Aviv. Not in Tishrei, as so many Jews do today. Listen, you cannot look at what everybody's doing and think that you're right by following them. Everybody's wrong. But people would rather believe the lie they heard 1,000 times than the truth they heard once. I'm telling you the truth. You can look up the word of God and see for yourself. I'm not making this up. This is what God said. Aleph B'Tishrei is what people said. Sure, they call themselves rabbi. Sure, they have long beards. They have a kippah, a black hat, black suit. Sure, they call themselves Jews, go to synagogue, quote from the Talmud. But the Talmud is not a part of the covenant. See, we did not receive the Talmud on Mount Sinai. We did not receive the Gemara or the Mishnah or the Kabbalah or the Zohar or any of those things. We did not even receive the letters of Paul. What we received was the Torah through Moshe, the man of God, the suffering servant, the archetype of Christ, of Messiah, of Mashiach, of Yeshua. We received the Torah as the terms and conditions for the covenant with the creator of the universe, the creator of mankind. So if you want to honor the covenant, if you want to live by the covenant, if you want to follow Yeshua, that is what you need to be doing. And if you are a Jew who does not acknowledge Yeshua yet, still, the Torah is what you should be following, not the Talmud, not the Mishnah. So what if the rabbi said so? Who the heck is the rabbi? What is a rabbi? Does it even says rabbi in the Torah? No. The first place you hear the word rabbi is in the letters of the New Testament, which are all after the Babylonian exile. And by the way, do you even know why there was an exile? Because the people did not keep the Torah in the first place. Why the heck would you listen to some people who teach something in exile after they got kicked out of the land? Obviously, if they knew what is to be done and how to observe the Torah, they wouldn't be in exile. Think about that. Wisdom. They have no idea what they're talking about. Nehemiah, when he came back to the people, he had to rebuke all of them. He said, get back to the Torah. He didn't say, where's the Talmud? He didn't say, go wash your hands. He didn't say, put on tefillin and kiss the tzitzit and do all that mess. No. That's a bunch of man-made religion and protocols and traditions and rituals. It is not of God. God did not give us a heavy burden, a heavy yoke. His yoke is easy. His yoke is light. His yoke is for life. Not for a bunch of rituals and a bunch of religion. No. God told us, celebrate with me. This is my holy day. You are to observe it because God observes it. The seventh day of the week, not the first. He said, for in 6 days, the Lord created the heavens and the earth, and he rested on the seventh day. Therefore, he set it apart and made it holy. The seventh, not the first. It is God's day, not the Jews. They are to observe it because they are to be a sign. They are to honor the covenant and to be a people to God. They set apart people, a holy people, but it is not their day. If you want to follow God, then you are to live by his rules too, which means you are to observe the seventh day of the week, to do no work and to keep it holy. Set yourself apart from the things of this world and focus on the word of God. If you don't do it, why on earth do you think that you would spend eternity in heaven? If you don't keep it on earth, you will not keep it in heaven. You will not get to heaven. Earth is the testing ground to see if you can be faithful with a little. Who will give you a lot if you do not even keep faith with a little? Think about that. God is testing us, all of us. He gave us instructions. He gave us free will. He gave us understanding. You have the Torah. Why don't you read it? Why don't you study it? Why don't you spend time in the first five books, which is what we received in the Mount of Sinai? After all, those are the terms and conditions. Sure, we are saved by grace, not by works and all that, you know, good stuff. But what is grace? And what are the works? Have you ever stopped to ask yourself that? Do you even know what grace means? Grace doesn't mean you can keep on sinning and you'll be forgiven. Absolutely not. Yeshua said it himself. I did not come to abolish the Torah. Not even one yod, which is the tiniest letter, or one stroke, will be removed from the Torah until heaven and earth disappear. So why do you think that you do not need to observe the Torah? I don't get that. Well, I know the answer, actually. But I'm not going to tell it to you. Because you have to expose yourself. I can expose you, but what good will that do? You will only harden your heart. Harden your already stiffened neck. You are the one that needs to expose yourself. You need to rebuke yourself because you don't listen to anyone else. You're too prideful and arrogant. You got to humble yourself. You got to go into your prayer closet, lock the door, get on your knees and pray. Speak. Open your mouth and talk to your creator. If you don't want to talk to him verbally, loudly, that's fine. You can talk to him in your thoughts. Direct your attention to him. He can hear your thoughts anyway. You don't have to speak out loud. He knows what you're thinking. But if you do not honor God with the little things, like the new moon festival, the Passover, Pesach, Sukkot, Shavuot, Yom Teruah, which is what Aleph Betishrei should be, not Rosh Hashanah, but Yom Teruah. See, they hijack that holiday, and also Yom Kippur, Sukkot, and Shmini Atzeret, the eighth day assembly, which is the eighth day of Sukkot, which nowadays they call Simchat Torah. But it's not. God called it, God made it, God gave it a name. Shmini Atzeret, that's what the Torah says. It is not called Simchat Torah. Why do you make up your own holy days to replace God's? That's not holy. You take a holy day and make it into a holiday. That's not holy. And then you say you love the Lord, you love your maker? How can you love him if you don't even take his commandments seriously? You take it and twist it and make it your own. Put your own twist on the word of God, your own brand, your own stream. Why do you think you have so many different
what do you call that? All this extension, all these different streams. I forget what it's called. Denominations. Yeah, demon nominations. It's all about demon. It's demonic. Did God tell you go and start your own movement? Go and franchise my world? Absolutely not. That is not from God. What is all this denomination? What are you, a Presbyterian? Are you a Baptist? Are you... What is this BS? The question is, do you follow the Torah? Are you faithful to God? Do you walk with your Maker? Do you observe His good and holy laws? That's it. No denomination, no demonation, no no Rosh Hashanah, no Talmud, no Mishnah, no Kabbalah. Do you walk with God? Walk with me, Lord. Walk with me. Walk with me, Lord. Walk with me. While I'm on this difficult journey, I want Yeshua to walk with me. Why would you want the Lord to walk with you if you do not walk with Him? Interesting, isn't it? As I mentioned, tonight is the beginning of a new year. Tonight is Erev Rosh Hashanah. The beginning of the new month, the month of Aviv, the month in which we celebrate Pesach. If you love God, if you obey His commandments, if you are a follower, a Christian, a Muslim, a Jew, you are to acknowledge, to accommodate, and to celebrate. Not by drunkenness, not by gluttony, not by having ham in the oven, not by any of that stuff. No. You are to rejoice in the Lord. Get drunk in the Spirit. Open your mouth and sing. Read the Psalms. Make up your own Psalms. Dance unto the Lord. Rejoice. Today is a day for rejoicing. Yesterday we might have mourned. Tomorrow we might cry. But tonight is a time to party. Abba Adonai, Elohim Ahuvi. Abba Adonai, Elohim Ahuvim. Hallelujah! Praise Him all day, praise Him all night, praise the Lord with all your heart, soul, and might. Praise Him all day, praise Him all night, praise the Lord with all your heart, soul, and might. Hallelujah! 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 Yeshua! Hallelujah! Hallelujah! Hallelujah, hallelujah, Yeshua. We give you glory. You are worthy, holy Lord. You are holy, holy. You are Abba Adonai, ta-ta-dum. King of kings, ta-ta-dum. Lord of lords, ta-ta-dum. Righteous judge, my only hope. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah, we give you glory.
Stand with me and let's give
God. We give you glory. You are worthy, holy Lord. Your name is holy. You are Abba Adonai. King of kings.
King of kings.
Lord of lords.
Lord of lords.
Righteous judge.
You
of love, righteous judge, my only hope. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah.
We give you glory,
you are worthy, holy Lord,
you're worthy.
Your name is holy,
your name is holy.
Holy Yahweh Adonai, King of kings, Lord.
Praise Him all day, praise Him all night. Praise the Lord with all your heart, soul, and might. Praise Him all day, praise Him all night. Praise the Lord with all your heart, soul, and might. Da 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 da. Praise Him all night, praise the Lord with all your heart, soul, and might. Praise Him all day, praise Him all night. Praise the Lord with all your heart, soul, and might. Da 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 da. Hallelujah, 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 Yeshua. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah, Yeshua. Da 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 da. Praise the Lord day, praise Him all night. Praise the Lord with all your heart, soul, and might. Praise Him all day, praise Him all night. Praise the Lord with all your heart, soul, and might. Praise Him all day, praise Him all night. Praise the Lord with all your heart, soul, and might. Hallelujah, 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 Yeshua. Hallelujah, 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 Yeshua.
Hallelujah. Praise the Lord with all your heart, soul, and might. Praise Him all day, praise Him all night. Praise the Lord with all your heart, soul, and might. Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord with all your heart, soul, and might. Praise Him all day, praise Him all night. Praise the Lord with all your heart, soul, and might.